silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on August 31st, 2011. For newcomers, I suggest you look into cuttingthroughmatrix.com and you'll find hundreds of audios to help you along understanding this massive structure that lies over the whole planet basically, and lies in two different meanings of course, and it runs all your governments together. It's been here for a long time, and people forget that even at the end of World War II, when they brought the United Nations in, and then in 1946, the big signing, every country signed on to its charter and many other little legalities besides that too, to bring in a world government, for those that don't understand that, and they keep missing it all the time. Like, it's just happening now. It's been happening your whole lives long. And of course, the United Nations was set up by a private organization. It was started off by international moneylenders, as opposed to just bankers, based in London, and that was the Royal Institute of International Affairs. Prior to that, when they called themselves a different name, the Milner Group and Rhodes Group, they set up the League of Nations, the precursor to the United Nations. But their own members said that one world war wasn't enough. People weren't willing to give up their national sovereignty and hand over their accounting of all their books to the bankers. So they had to bring in another war, and got their wish because they helped bring it on. They fund all sides of every conflict, and they guide the outcomes as well. So help yourself to the audios. There's hundreds of things to choose from with the various books to get a hold of, and the people involved to go over that, and the stories of how they formed their big clubs, and how the foundations work with them. They're really a big branch of them, hundreds of foundations across the world, with thousands of non-governmental organizations. This system they call democracy. Democracy is not for the masses, the silent majority. Democracy is for only for those who are organized and have enough people to constantly lobby governments. That's what new democracy actually is. And that's what we're living through today, a planned society regulated by the big boys. Now, also, I should remember, too, to tell you that I am not backed by advertisers. Because I don't bring them on, and I don't do our personal advertising. So it's up to you, the listeners, to keep me going by buying the books and this I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And for the US to Canada, you can order them by using an personal check or an international postal money order from your post office. Some people send cash. Use PayPal. You'll find out how to do that on the cuttingthroughthematrix.com site. And also across the world, you've got Western Union, MoneyGram, and again, PayPal. And believe me, straight donations would be certainly welcome right now because the orders are just plummeting as folk lose their jobs all over the place, I guess. Other folks go on holiday, and other ones are into other things, which is okay. But as I say, I can go off and do other things if need be, and it's getting almost to that time. But I try to document and give the reasons why we're going through all of the present crisis. I call it chaos because it's planned chaos. It gives you the appearance reading every day's news as a form of chaos. It's meant to be that way. That gets you ready and programmed for the new system that they're actually bringing in, and you're being trained along the new system as you live without knowing it. Most of it sort of drifts into your subconscious through bits and bytes of newscasts. It's getting you prepared for the new system. They call it global quite openly now. If a few years of the term global until you probably use it yourself, in fact. Because we are global, you see the boys have transcended national boundaries, national sovereignty, and they're bringing in parts of their new world order, which is the unification of the world with the IMF, the World Bank, and the Bank for International Settlements running the whole kit and caboodle along with the World Trade Organization. Back with more after this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Part of the whole deal of the New World Order is to get everyone involved, or at least think they're involved in it. And, of course, you know, what they used to, very few folk, you know, really, and the majority of people in the public in most countries, really bought daily newspapers. It wasn't that many, except those into sports or special things. And but now everyone's into it because of the Internet, and again, that was intentional to get you all into it. I mean, who would have thought at the start you'd end up running from page to page from all over the planet looking at the latest crisis. And believe you me, there's been so much crisis going on all your lives, you never knew about it before you got the Internet. That was the whole idea. And if ignorance is bliss to an extent, isn't it? But now that you think if there's a tragedy in one country, oh, it's a big deal. There's a tragedy in another country, it's a big deal. And we forget that this is how the world's always been. We've always had earthquakes, we've always had hurricanes and tornadoes, etc. But now it suddenly seems new because you're reading more and more about it. And you're reading what's happening in far-off lands where before they never thought to report it. So it makes you feel that you're involved in something. And that was part of the agenda of big boys that gave us the Internet, because we forget that ARPA, that eventually became DARPA, gave us the Internet. The big military-industrial complex used it for years during the Cold War. And one thing, of course, they said long before they gave it to us, even, you know, literally many years before they gave us the Internet, they kept telling us that a system was coming. Brzezinski also said the same thing about communication. We get everybody involved. And everybody pretty well is involved now. You can't do without it type of thing. And they forced it on people. Even for your banking, etc., most folk do it all on the net because they charge you so much if you actually go into the bank. It's a big ways without knowing we're actually being coerced. That's the trick of all. And simply reading all this stuff, if you can't really dissect the information you're getting and you have no background information on it, it can really drive you like stampeding cattle off in different directions. Generally, it's the direction they want you to go off in. And so it's best not to panic. Just realize that all news is meant these days to stampede you. And when you're stampeded, you see, you're not yet sure where you're going, but you don't even know where you're going to end up. But the ones who are stampeding you and guiding the stampede know exactly where you're going to end up. We're all being trained on a massive scale now. That's why, you know, the big companies that run the internet, they definitely are in collusion of, if not part of, the military industrial complex. I believe they actually are part of it. They're part of the NSA. They've got it all involved because they had to find ways of mass, not just communication, but mass indoctrination. And I've read articles before by some of the big experts who helped design the whole system for the military, and they gave it to us, saying that most people can't really dissect information properly. We'll give them information overload, and they'll remember bits and bytes, etc. But you see, they know the bits and bytes you're going to remember, and that's all that's important. And also, too, most folk never really did take much interest in politics. Once they vote someone in, they kind of forget it for another few years. But now you can't get away from it to make sure you hear what they're saying today, or what their scriptwriter has said for them, or whatever, and in one country and the next. And you can talk all you want about the information that's given to you daily, but it's not that exciting after all, really. Not really. There's nothing that astounds you or amazes you if you stop and get off the stampede wagon and think quietly about things. Think quietly about things. It's all technique, you know. And you have to be able to really... have the delete button in your mind too, and delete an awful lot of junk that's out there, because it'll be irrelevant come tomorrow with a whole bunch of new crisis to look at. This manufactured crisis. This is the age of crisis creation. And I hope you realize that. There's nothing happening with all the wars that have been going on that weren't planned years ago. Every single one of them. I went through the New American Century Project plan for all the countries they said to take down. And they've followed that script exactly. And then the next president comes in and he's congratulated by Rumsfeld for carrying on the same script by taking down the rest of the nations that were on the list. So when Jefferson said, when you see the same policies continue between changes in the House, as in the Congress, the parties, then know you're under tyranny. That doesn't register with most people. Government is so remote from the general public. With the real government, it's so remote, like Bertrand Russell said, they are a different species. They become a different species. They don't talk our language. They don't understand what we're saying, because their own experts make sure we're all prattling on about the things they give us to prattle on about. Like, ooh, and ah, oh, we're getting stiff now. My God, oh, look at the taxes. Ooh, they know all that stuff. But we don't know what they're really up to unless you go into their big, big plans, which often come out when bureaucrats, high-level bureaucrats and politicians leave office. More in the bureaucratic line, they're getting more data than the politicians. The politicians all have their books written for them. That's how they get a lot of kickbacks. And that's why they get $5 to $10 million in advance before the book's even published. That's a kickback, folks. It's for being awfully good to lobbyists and so on. That's the world we live in. It's a very corrupt world. The boys at the top, being psychopaths, can actually group together. And they have things in common, common goals, like filling their own wallets and having a comfortable life for the rest of their lives and having lots of perks, even after they've retired. So that's their motivation for working together. Otherwise, they'd be killing each other. That's what psychopaths in power do. Other minor psychopaths, of course, respect those with more power above them, just like all those beneath Stalin did, or Lenin. And Hitler, too, they admire these people with more power than they have. It's the only thing they respect, and they're jealous of it. And they hate those beneath them with lesser power. They abuse them. So that's the psychopaths who get up to the top. They're carefully selected for that quality, and that's why they're always so cool. They don't lose their cool very easily. In fact, they can fall to pieces if they lose their cool. Saving their own ego is of vital importance, so they're going to understand that. They get them to themselves rationalize. anything that they do from the intelligent psychopath to the dumb psychopath at the bottom, they always rationalize what they do. That sounds crazy to everybody else, but to themselves it's good enough for them. And that's why even the low-level ones who like to rape a lot will actually tell you why the woman wanted to be raped. Even if it's a serial rapist, just tell you the same thing. They always save themselves. And that's why politicians, when caught gaffing with their hands in the cookie jar or doing something illegal, will always stand up indignantly and give you a good display, like almost a tent preacher of crying or almost crying, and then right into indignation again. It kind of takes you aback. They're awfully good actors, but they feel nothing for you. So, unfortunately, we don't test them for psychopathy when we put them in the office. And if anybody should be tested mandatorily, it should be these characters, politicians and all bureaucrats, and anybody who takes a paycheck from through the government, in other words, from the taxpayer. But that will never come. I can't imagine it ever coming. Now, even the news today is quite something else. Again, they give us about 50 different reports on Fukushima and the fact that the radiation now is 10 sieverts an hour and over, because that's all their detectors can go up to is 10 sieverts an hour, it's the highest reading they've ever recorded. Folk have been dosed mightily over there, and it's an incredible tragedy because it spreads through their whole system. It's in their water supply, it's in their food supply, and there's no way of getting out of this. Millions are going to die from it, just there alone. They're going to cross the rest of the world, and they're showing all the signs of nuclear radiation poisoning. So these are awful things that should never have happened in the first place, of course, but again, big business and TEPCO and General Electric, they built these reactors, in fact. Went for the cheap ways to build, as they always do, for the highest profit. And that's what we're left with, is disaster. And it's the public that suffers in more ways than one. And they'll also have to deal with not only the fallout of radiation, but the fallout on how to get more power back up again, save their own people if they can, and all of that stuff. It's going to go on for generations, this massive thing. If it's on over 10 sieverts an hour, and that's as far as these detectors can actually register, well, that means it's way over. It could be 50 sieverts. We have no idea. But it's over the 10, which is the killing Smith death. And what can you say about it? And all that and elsewhere, too, as they cut back on costs and higher profits. All of this stuff, really, all the safety checks and everything in the world went down the drain when they brought in the new bunch that were going to change business and maximize the profits, as they say. And they started going in that way and cutting back to bare bones minimum, and then crossing their fingers and hoping nothing happened. And, of course, things had to happen. So anyway, as I said, you work your way through all the different articles. If you want, you can find them yourself. They're all over the place on the net. And it's a tragedy, an absolute awful tragedy. Because even children are eating the food and being forced to eat the food that's highly contaminated. And this week I've talked about some of mainly the border corruption in the US, because it's just escalating like crazy. I guess it's always been there with the police, and the police have a tremendous reputation, being a brotherhood and all, it's weird to secrecy to each other. Once they get into corruption and organized crime, then they can go on for generations, actually, before they're caught. Sometimes they're never caught, most of them I don't think ever are. There's an article today on the World News, and it's about the second former officer charged in Moon Township prostitution ring. They're running drugs, prostitution, gun ringing, and here's prostitution rings as well run by. Back with more after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, folks, we're back, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we're talking about the corruption in the U.S., but it's everywhere across the world, isn't it? Because the old religions have gone, you see, and at least regardless of all the other power flaws that they had, the old religions gave you a culture with some idea of what was right and what was wrong, some kind of conscience, you might say. It's all gone, has been gone for a long time, and so out of the general population, these guys are picked to be cops, and they're pretty well given no psyche assessments whatsoever, and we end up the same people from the general population that are just as corrupt, probably. And this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on, which gives governments greater power when everything goes into more chaos. So you create the chaos, and then you come up with solutions to the chaos. Quite a bit simple, really. As I say, in Pittsburgh, there's a whole bunch of links here. They've been following these cases, and it's got detectives involved. It's got the police officers and a whole melee of people, different prostitutes, et cetera, et cetera, and how they even paid the prostitutes. Massive operation, obviously, and probably gone for an awful long time. So I'll put this link up at the end of the night at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And you can go through it all if it excites you or whatever it happens to do or disgust you. And then you find, and this is a week, too, where they've had so many scandals with the sheriffs dealing drugs big time, and then you find mayors doing the same thing, and it's on and on and on. And here's another one. A uniformed officer filmed having sex with women on a car hood while a chihuahua watches. And this is what you're actually seeing here in this little video is how some of the people pay their fines rather than go off the court. This is how they start to get what they want off the woman. They can make any charge against her, terrify her, and this is what caught on CCTV camera having sex with a woman on the hood of a car. The bizarre scene, which was witnessed by a nearby chihuahua, was filmed by a hidden camera set up by New Mexico police to catch vandalism at a nearby property. She was walking the dog, probably, and the guy would get her for trespassing and terrify her, and then that's the payoff. Eh? Disgusting, but that is the world we live in today. And that's just despite the sheriff's office releasing the photos over a week ago, state police have refused to comment. Probably all they want to know is who was the woman. But anyway, that's how bad it is today. It's pretty nasty in society. And then you go into the jobs. Of course, we know darn well that the Tony Blair came out with it, at least the assistant prime minister came out with it from the mainstream. I read on the air from mainstream. And he was told by Blair to utterly open the last bit of the floodgates of immigration from across Europe and the world into Britain. From a diverse cultures, that means really opposing countries, so vastly different cultures, they would it would kill off the British culture forever, any last vestige of it, and even eventually the history of it. And they've done awfully well at that. And of course, that's why Britain advertised, and I mean advertised for 30 years, that if you want good welfare and your refugee shopping or migrant shopping, come to Britain. And just 9 out of 10 jobs created last year went to foreign nationals in Britain. So it says 9 out of 10 people who joined the workforce last year were foreign nationals, official figures revealed yesterday. The number is far higher than had been previously thought. The British nationals account for only a tiny fraction of the rise in employment amongst working-age people, with most new workers being immigrants. They get preferential treatment through the British system because they want to kill off the British system, Tony Blair's guy said it. Last night's experts warned it would be a jobless recovery. And how would you enter recovery for the jobs for British workers unless ministers get to grips with immigration? They've said this for years, but it won't happen because there's an agenda at work and it's not what you think. Most people think, well, you know, this is people looking for work. No, no, no. It's not that at all. Chancellor George Osborne frequently points out that Britain has achieved one of the best records for job creation amongst developing countries in the past 12 months. Well, it has for immigrants. And that's how it's done. I can remember John Chrétien when he was the Prime Minister of Canada for the Liberals. And I cannot say Liberal, I always think of Khrushchev, who said, well, we don't call them communists in America, we call them Liberals. But anyway, John Chrétien ran on the premise that he would not get into NAFTA. He would do it. Of course, once he was in 2 weeks later, he said, Chrétien has become the champion, just like Mulroney did as well. They both lied, but that's what politicians do. But Chrétien used to wave about this little red book, just like Mao Zedong and the school children used to be all quoting out their little red books. Like the whole secret of Canada's success was held in this little red book kept flapping about. They never tell you what was in it. And it went on about jobs. We said the NAFTA deal and they'd all signed it before him, but he just upped it a bit. And also to do with the World Trade Organization, etc., that would export the jobs to China. And that's what he kept on about. This is going to create jobs, he says. And he did indeed make them, but it was all in China. So this is a similar thing, too. Jobs for Britain, but it's all for recent immigrants. The new figures raise questions about whether the government's drive to get millions off benefits and into work can be achieved without further curbs on immigration. It also increased pressure to reform the bloated benefits system. Then it goes on with his usual figures, etc. That's how the young folk have got the hardest time, because they can't get jobs. This is employment levels amongst British nationals rose by just 14,000 or less than 8% of the total. And it goes on and on and on. But the young folk are getting the hardest time. That's why suicide is so high too. It is also in America, by the way, because I know folk who harvest organs, and they tell me that they've never had so many donors, like they call them, of young people committing suicide. And what's really surprising now, a lot of young women are joining them as well. That never used to happen. They're actually killing themselves. So that's what you got there, is the big boys get what they want. And I, of course, so come in. It's amazing that the crisis you see they create gives more power to this new European Parliament that runs all these countries. It comes out with the solution, which is always closer integration. Back with more after this break.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin,
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix. The big boys, too, the globalists, like to use different countries for different parts of their experiments before they give it to everyone else. And, of course, they used Australia. They're using Australia now for the carbon taxes and carbon sinks and all of that, and farmers can't plant and all what a mess it is. Because Julia Gillard, or Gillard, is awfully... Well, she sticks by her book, and no one's going to budge her because of her massive, incredible ego, you see. She's got a lot to prove, see, too much, actually. But anyway, this is Prime Minister Julia Gillard, or Gillard has taken aim at what she says is Americanization. This is an interesting article about Australia's rancorous political debate. And what she means by that is folk are actually protesting in the streets. And of course, that's what you're supposed to do in democracies. Recent anti-carbon tax rallies in Canberra and Sydney have featured coffins, ditch the witch signs, and Julia chants, in an echo of similar angry scenes at right-wing Tea Party rallies in the U.S. Ms. Gillard was asked at a community forum in Sydney last night whether these kinds of attacks demeaned her office and Australia's democracy. The Prime Minister at first was a little hesitant to respond, saying her critics would target her for being thin-skinned. I don't like it when I get a sense of a kind of, with all apologies to our American friends, a kind of Americanizations of our debate, she said. See, they don't like the public being involved in anything. That's standard British Commonwealth-type policy. But I don't think I get a sense of a kind of Americanization of the basis. It's not in us generally. She likes to see them sitting back and have cut the beer, you know. I don't think to talk about people's revolts and very, very harsh words of the nature that we've seen in the public debate. It is in us to have a robust public debate. We have politicians come from overseas and look at question time and go, it's a robust go. And that is an Australian way of doing it, she said. I don't think it helps us as a nation deal with some complicated questions. Well, what questions are there? They're going to stick it to the general public and that's the end of it, right? I think there's a that on display now. Well, it's maybe time Australians did get up and start participating, especially when they're going to get screwed for more cash for this farce called carbon taxes. And tell where you go, basically. But federal opposition leader Tony Abbott has rejected suggestions politics is more brutal, telling Fairbanks Radio, the public and the opposition are simply fed up with the current government. No, it's also the policies. It wouldn't matter who comes in. If they keep the same policies, they get the same response, hopefully, of this so-called Americanization of people's involvement. The role of opposition leader involves a lot of criticism, and I think sometimes you pay the price of having to be the nation's official critic-in-chief, he said. But the party is doing extremely well. The government is monumentally in difficulties. Last night on 7:30, former Prime Minister John Howard rejected the notion that politics was more brutal now than it has ever been. I was there in 1975, it was pretty brutal then, he said. And it's fairly brutal at various stages of the Hawke's government, so I don't think it's any more brutal. I think we have to preserve a sense of perspective, he says. Well, if the public don't get involved and protest, they will get screwed. So that's the history of the planet, basically. And it's unfortunate there's really not enough Americans and definitely not enough Canadians doing the same darn thing as the taxes increase all over the place. The companies are scaling great profits and the governments love it because of the value-added tax called GST, and which so when the prices go up, but they get a bigger percentage of income from the taxes because that goes up as well with each item sold. Everything's a con, isn't it? And it's an article, too, about, it says, always beware politicians who hit upon a cover story for higher taxes. They'll seize it with gusto. This is in 1993, the Chancellor Ken Clark was the first to use climate change as an excuse to take your money. He invented something called the fuel duty escalator. Since then, we have had three more chancellors, but no change in the final result. Farmers are still getting hit with ever higher taxes on everything from driving to work to lighting and heating their homes and even taking hard-earned holidays for those who can afford the holidays. Green taxes have become a con that British families just can't afford with so many other pressures on their finances. The biggest green tax is still fuel duty, which raised £27 billion in 2010 for the government. With value-added tax as well on both the fuel and the fuel duty tax, it's about 60% of the price at the pump. 60% taxes. One of the highest ratios in the world. Motorists also pay nearly £6 billion in road tax. You pay that, you know, you have to pay road tax every year. Add up all the domestic green taxes and they raised £39.3 billion to date so far. If we assume that's fair enough for motorists to pay for building and maintaining roads, that leaves £30.1 billion of excess revenue. Oh, they've never got excess revenue at government. They're always broke, don't you know, except the occasional award. They find it in the, you know, the back seats and the, you know, the politicians' seats in the house or something like that. They suddenly find it all, don't they? Those additional taxes on top of all the income tax and value-added tax we pay are supposed to be justified by the contribution greenhouse gases make to global warming. But even using a high official estimate of the environmental benefit of cutting a ton of greenhouse gases, but you can't cut that, then you die. You see, you need most of the greenhouse gases because, you see, actually you need all of them because that's part of your natural atmosphere. Most of it's water, by the way. Britain's collective carbon footprint of 582 million tonnes causes harm worth around £16.9 billion. Well, it's so bogus. It's like taking a magic figure, which they did, 582 million tonnes, who's measuring this, and causes harm worth around £16.9 billion. Well, what a nonsense, isn't it? Merlin would laugh his head off. This means the Greens taxes are excessive by a massive £13.2 billion, equivalent to £500 for every family in Britain. So, it says, if you want to get away from it all, it says, I don't think you can escape from the tax man. For a family of four air passengers, duty costs £40 for flights to Europe. You pay greenhouse carbon taxes on that, too. It says, another £340 for Australia, the carbon taxes. I can remember Prince Charles taking a private flight somewhere, and they brought his Rolls Royce with him, too, and they worked out the carbon he would pay if he had to pay, that is, but he's exempt. To God than anybody else. But that's the world they live in, isn't it? It's all farce and comedy, except for the ones who are stoked at the bottom end up poor, and the ones at the top. all blast their heads off. It's like Francis Bacon said. You know, Francis Bacon used to write a form of treatises to the kings trying to get jobs. And he wrote a bunch of recommendations, kind of Machiavellian style, to show how clever he was at conning the public. And he said that it's best in all affairs of state that the public never really know what's really going on. And that's never been any different. Haiti, it's quite interesting, they had a massive cholera outbreak there after the UN went in. It says, genome study confirms the UN troops brought cholera to Haiti. It says, a comparison that Danish and US researchers have made of the whole genomes of cholera bacteria found in patients in Haiti and Nepal, and in Nepal, provides nearly conclusive evidence that Nepalese soldiers in the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Haiti were the inadvertent cause of cholera outbreak that's killed more than 6,000 Haitians. Mind you, they didn't mention the fact, I think, because they always bring in the World Health Organization to immunize folk immediately when either after they bombed the country or got an after natural disaster, they always come and inoculate everyone. And I wouldn't put that out either, by the way. I'd always take that into consideration. The genomes are practically identical. Harvard University microbiologist John Michalanos told the magazine Science, this is as close as you can get to molecular proof. First cases of cholera were reported in October 2010 around the city of Mirabele in Haiti's central plateau. Local people blamed Minister troops, as they call the ones from the UN, at a base when they said they had fecal matter and it had leaked into a nearby river. The soldiers at the base had recently arrived from Nepal right after an outbreak of cholera there, where that makes common sense. And when the ground research by a French epidemiologist, Dr. Renaud Parou, supported the Haitian suspicions, as have subsequent studies, but minister spokespeople have repeatedly denied that the UN can never deny, can never admit that they've caused a problem anywhere, do they? So more than 6,000 people are dead. So that's what they call it, they killed 6,000 people. And that's the way it's going. So they'll be after compensation and good luck to them. They'll probably never see it because they're not important enough, and that's how things are in this world. The southern New Mexico mayor, police chief, arrested on weapons charges. Another one here, you know. The mayor, the police chief, and a city councilman in the small New Mexico border town of Columbus were arrested on firearm trafficking charges. The arrests were part of raids by agents for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms and Explosives, which is quite funny since they were the biggest suppliers of guns recently got brought to, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. So far, the exact charges on Mayor Eddie Espinoza, City Council Member Ross Gutierrez, and Police Chief Angelo Vega have not been released to the press. KOAT reported, currently the U.S.'s Attorney Office, the men face firearms violations and drug trafficking charges. A total of 11 people were reportedly arrested. And his COAT also reported that New Mexico ICE, ICE, is conducting operations in Columbus, New Mexico. The arrest in Columbus came a day after the prosecutors indicted 35 members of the Barrio Azteca gang in El Paso and southern New Mexico. Among those indicted were 10 charged in connection to the killing of three people, including two Americans linked to the U.S. consulate in Juarez last year. Columbus is a town just miles north of the United States-Mexico border. It's best known as being the town that Pancho Villa raided in 1916. That was quite a deal, that Pancho Villa thing, wasn't it? Because it was for the first time they actually got the press involved in the early moving camera. And of course he'd pose on his horse and jump up and down just like the Westerns do. And everybody would go, wow, wow. And that was quite a pantomime. But that's the world we're living in, as I say. It's getting more and more corrupt. At least the evidence is coming out more and more. They can't even hide it from each other anymore. That's really what's happening. And they at least give us a pretense that they're doing something about it. Another article, too, is about BP, British Petroleum. And it's way back, it was in May 2007, actually. They made they agreed for a deal for major exploration and production deals with Libya. Now, it's strange, these treaties still stand, you know, after countries change governments or have had a coup or whatever. Because this will come through. So BP's obviously got their biggest contract there, and that will be held to the law, as is the strange mercantile law that that they have. It was the same when Britain basically rented Hong Kong for a 99 years lease. And sure enough, at the end of that 99 years, when governments had changed, the communists were taking over the country, they still held to that agreement and gave it back to the Chinese. They immediately got to work and killed off a whole bunch of dissidents, as they're called, the people who didn't like it, they wanted the democracy. They handed them all over to, well, for their awful fate. And this article here is has to do with which one was it now? It's a big one here. Oh, it's the one, Columbus one. Okay, anyway, scared Mexicans try under the skin tracking devices. It's quite an interesting article. Now, we know from previous articles over the years that Mexico and the government there were trying to get all their members to use these under the skin tracking devices because so many of them get kidnapped down there. Just a thing that you take for granted is that you walk out the door every morning and kiss the wife goodbye. And it's corruption. It's a normal thing in Mexico. They don't see it as the same way we do. It says, Querétaro, Mexico, of all the strange circumstances surrounding the violent abduction last year of Diego Fernandez de Quevelas, the Mexican power broker and former presidential candidate known here as Big or Boss Diego, perhaps nothing was weirder than the mysterious tracking chip that the kidnappers allegedly cut from his body. Now, there's a danger, obviously, when they want to put these chips in you. It's no time at all. The bad guys always know where it's going to be. And if you don't tell them what they want to know, they suddenly cut it, they slice it out of you or cut your arm off or whatever it happens to be buried. It's quite easy, isn't it? You can see that in the movies when they cut off the hands now and use the fingers to palm, or the hands to palm scan or take the eyeballs out in some of these movies, these sci-fis, and show the eyeball in front of the scanner and then they walk through. Anyway, lewd Mexican media accounts report that an armed gang invaded Fernandez's home, sliced open his arm with a pair of scissors, and extracted a satellite-enabled tracking device. Satellite-enabled, leaving the chip and a streak of blood behind. So the chip was of no value. But anyway, he was freed 7 months later with little explanation, but the gruesome details of his crude surgery have not dissuaded thousands of worried Mexicans from seeking out similar satellite and radio frequency tracking products, including scientifically dubious chip implants, as abductions in the country soar. According to recent, and they want to merge this with the U.S. Well, you know, Jack Satali said this in his books that this was a big hordes, he said, would invade America until a good portion of the USA was Mexican speaking. That's on the cards. This is from a guy at the United Nations. This is the agenda. According to a recent Mexican congressional report, kidnappings have jumped 317% in the past 5 years. More alarming, perhaps, is the finding that police officers and soldiers were involved in more than one-fifth of the crimes, contributing to widespread perceptions that authorities can't be trusted to solve the crimes or recover missing loved ones. They're all on the take, eh? Under the skin devices, such as the one allegedly carved out of Boss Diego, are selling here for thousands of dollars on the promise that they can help rescuers track down kidnapping victims. Zega, the Mexican company that sells the chips and performs implants to the sales, have increased 40% in the past 2 years. Well, it just goes to show you, I mean, fear can do amazing things. And, of course, they'll bring it everywhere else, too, using fear tactics as well. The fear of not getting into your bank account or getting into your workplace or fear of signs will go off if you don't have your proper chip, your government ID chip, and you walk into a supermarket and the guys will just jump you, you know, because you're not authorized and you don't have a chip. Unfortunately, it's been good for business, but bad for the country, said Zego executive Diego Curry, referring to the kidnappings. 30% of our clients arrive after someone in their family has already experienced the kidnapping. At a Curry interview, the company's heavily fortified offices opposite a tire shop in this industrial city 120 miles north of Mexico's capital. You get different deals. You know, you can also get the VIP package for $2,000 up front and annual fees of $2,000. The company provides clients with a subdermal radio frequency identification chip, essentially a small antenna and a tiny glass tube. The chip inserted into the fatty tissue of the arm between the shoulder and elbow is less than half an inch long and about as wide as a strand of boiled spaghetti. The chip releases a signal to an external of global positioning system, unit the size of a cell phone, Curie said. But if the owner is stripped of the GPS device in the event of an abduction, you can still track down its clients by sending radio signals to the implant. The company said it's rescued 178 clients in the past decade, probably in pieces a bit. Yeah. And we'll be back after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a...
Hi, folks. We're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, and we'll go to John from New York, who's been hanging on there. Hello, John.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you call? I got a copy of Magnum Opus, or The Great Work, by Albert Pike.
Yeah.
And on the cover, I was hoping if you could shed some light on this symbol, on two symbols, actually. It's a heart with an arrow going through it, and then fire coming out. Does that mean anything?
Well, the heart's used in many of their symbols. The heart's used for... You often see, too, one of the symbols is a pelican, actually, a mother, and the young are actually eating from her breast, basically, eating, that is, like blood from the heart. In other words, from the great god that's behind all gods, basically, that is which is behind all that, is their master. And this deity gives to the right people, of course, love, and it gives them power. That's really what it means. So it's... It's not just a cupid arrow going through the heart. It's more than that. It also means you're pierced, in a sense. It's come into you. So it's done that. That's really what the symbol is about. got lots of symbols. If you go into the earlier Rosicrucian symbols that came out in about the 1500s, right to the present day, you'll see all of these same kind of messages through maybe 150 different symbols telling you the same thing over and over again. And it's also a symbol to the brother that you must give everything, including your heart, to the brotherhood. That there's no, you hold nothing back, nothing back at all. They want a wholehearted, you might say, devotion to the brotherhood. That's really what it means. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes. Anything else?
There's a seven-pointed star with a triangle in the middle with a man's face, and then it has words around that say Terra, as in Earth, I think, and a bunch of other stuff. Seven-pointed star.
Yeah, seven. See, Albert Pike used an awful lot of Kabbalah in his, and he mentions that in his book, of course. And Kabbalah has seven as the number for balance, you might say, or harmony. Harmony is the actual term they use. So it means harmony. Anything inside it is in harmony with whatever they're showing you.
And also. Huh?
And if they ever see a 919 pointed is completion. Yeah.
Really? Mm. Oh, alright, cool. So, alright, and also in this book, there's some sort of Egyptian writing. Where can I go to learn what those letters mean?
You could go into, get a book by, he was the British Museum, the British Museum and Royal Society, Edward E. Budge is his name. You'll find he has books on Egyptian translations.
Mm.
Yeah, he was the foremost translator for Egyptology for the British Museum as well.
Mm. Yeah, and here it says Albert Pike, the greatest and most maligned Freemason that ever lived.
Well, he certainly worshipped, incredibly worshipped. He was supposedly a Southern general in the Civil War. Nothing simple about him, mind you, but even so, he's up there with his statue at Washington, D.C., and just down the road, actually, his museum is just down from the Congress, just a little walk away, and all the big guys take a walk to see all the temple, I call it, of Albert Pike, the Bachelor Lodge itself. Very important
guy. Thanks for my call, man.
And thanks for calling. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, may your God or your gods go with you.